And, you know, there's some good arguments against evolutionary geology. And I think the best one, and I'm just going to name that here, is plate tectonics. But this is more of an advanced plate tectonic. Try to follow me. You have the crust of the earth breaking open. The Bible says the fountains of the deep sprang up. And when this happened, and when the Earth was experiencing catastrophic plate tectonics, we would predict in our model that certain of the crust of the Earth would be subducted into the mantle, right? Because you have rapid plate tectonics. That is what plate tectonics is when you have rock or plates getting dragged down. Well, as those plates get dragged down, we would predict that there would be some pretty big slabs of rock. And sure enough, NASA had done scans on the Earth and found that there are gigantic slabs 10 miles wide that go 500 miles into the mantle that are still cold. Now, keep in mind, the mantle of the Earth is hot. And as you get close to the core of the Earth, it becomes hotter. So you have these gigantic slabs of cold rock that go 400 or even 500 miles down into the mantle. They have not heated up yet. What would happen if you had a 10-mile thick piece of rock sliding down 500 miles into the mantle? That would disrupt the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
That would disrupt the entire planet. That would cause such catastrophic plate tectonics, we would experience another worldwide flood. And that rock is still cold, which means that it hasn't been that long since it sank. And if it hasn't been that long since it sank, then we know. We don't just think, we don't just believe, we know that the flood of Noah is a fact.